Dr. Penske with a case review on Giancarlo, G-I-A-N-C-A-R-L-O, Barrera, B-A-R-R-E-R-I. We'll start off with a record list. Number one is progress notes from Orlin, O-R-L-I-N, and Cohen Orthopedic Group, starting 4-11-23. Number two is progress notes of Dr. Willen, W-I-L-E-N, beginning 5-19-23, period. Number three is report from James Bavaro, B-A-V-A-R-O, comma P-A, at Northwell Health, colon 5-5-23, as a single note. Next is report from Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Next is report of Dr. Horowitz, H-O-R-W-I-T-Z, colon 2-3-24. Then we'll start with the case review. According to the records provided, Giancarlo Barrera was seen on 4-11-23 at Orlin and Cohen Orthopedic Group. Apparently he worked as a mechanic on 4-5-23 and felt pain in his left wrist. Apparently he denied any injury or trauma to the wrist. Apparently, however, he noted some mild swelling the day of the injury that had since gone down. Apparently he had similar pain in the right wrist in the past and ended up having a fracture, so he is concerned for that today. Period. He denies any past injuries or surgeries to the wrist. Period. Upon exam, he had mild tenderness over the distal radius and distal radial ulnar joint. Period. There was no anatomical snuffbox tenderness or tenderness of the hand or forearm. Period. He had full strength of the hand and wrist compared to the opposite side. Period. He had full range of motion of the wrist and fingers with good capillary refill. Period. There were no visible deformities, comma, ecchymosis, erythema, or edema. Period. X-rays of the left wrist revealed no fractures, dislocations, or bony abnormalities. Period. He was diagnosed with left wrist injury, for which he was placed in a cock-up wrist brace and over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. Period. This practice may actually be a part of Northwell Health Physician Partners. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Barrera underwent an MRI of the left wrist on 4-21-23 at Radiology Services of New York. Period. And add this to the record list we started. There were intact intrinsic and extrinsic ligaments. Period. There was central thinning of the TFCC articular disc without perforation. Period. He had small volar radial ganglion cyst measuring 8 by 7 by 4 millimeters. Period. There was no acute fracture. Period. There was mild osseous irregularity along the dorsal margin of the tip of the radial styloid that may be related to remote trauma without edema. Period. He continued to be seen by the physician assistant through 4-11-23, supervised by Dr. Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y, period. Clinical examination was exactly the same as that documented initially, period. He was advised to do warm water and Epsom salt soaks for pain relief, period. He indicated there was no modified duty and he did not want to take time off, so he would return to work full duty with no disabilities, period. In the paragraph, the claimant was seen by Dr. Willen on 5-19-23, complaining of left wrist pain due to a work-related accident on 4-5-23, period. He complained of pain in the wrist, common swelling of the wrist, stiffness of the wrist, and a weak hand grip. Period. Physical exams found there to be swelling of the wrist. Period. Flexion actively was 60 degrees, comma, extension 70 degrees, comma, radial deviation 30 degrees, and ulnar deviation 20 degrees. Period. Strength of wrist flexion and extension, as well as radial and ulnar deviation, were 4/5. Period. He reviewed the MRI of the wrist from 5/19/23, as well as x-rays from that same day. Period. The latter showed no fractures or dislocations. Period. Dr. Willen referred him for another course of physical therapy. Period. He was to follow up in 2 weeks. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Willen over the ensuing months. Period. On 1/5/24, which I believe is his last visit, Mr. Barrera had 0% disability and was working. Period. His clinical exam this time found 4/5 strength. Period. Active flexion was 50 degrees, comma, extension 50 degrees, comma, radial motion 15 degrees, and ulnar motion 20 degrees. Period. This was less than at the outset. Period. He returned to Mr. Bavaro on 5/5/23 at Northwell Health under the supervision of Dr. Grossman. Period. They discussed treatment options and he elected not to proceed with surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. On 4/5/23, Dr. Garman performed an evaluation. Period. He thought the current symptoms were causally related to the injury at 4/5/23. Period. Although a lot of his treatment was focused on the triangular fibro cartilage complex, he believed there likely was mild distal radial ulnar joint laxity on the left side compared to the right. Period. He opined Mr. Barrera had reached maximum medical improvement with regard to the wrist injury. Period. Overall, he thought the claimant had sprained some of the wrist ligaments and they are essentially healed and functional, but he may have some occasional flare-ups in the future. But this should not impact his long-term ability to return to work without restrictions. Paired exam found symmetric flexion and extension to 85 degrees with symmetric pronation and supination of 75 degrees in each direction. Period, none of this caused him pain. Period, he had slightly increased mobility of the DRUJ on the left compared to the right, and the ulnar head and styloid are more pronounced on the left than the right. Period, grip strength and wrist flexion extension was 5/5. Period, he had negative tenons in the median nerve compression test. Period, he had mild tenderness around the DRUJ and the TFCC on the left greater than the right. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Barrera was also evaluated by Dr. Horowitz, H-O-R-W-I-T-Z, on 2/23/24, period. Mr. Barrera wrote he had undergone a 2-month course of physical therapy and was presently employed at the same job, period. Dr. Horowitz noted wrist dorsiflexion lacked 20 degrees with volar wrist tenderness and palmar flexion lacks 10 degrees. Period radial deviation lacks 5 degrees and ulnar deviation lacks 10 degrees. Period there was gross distortion in grasp with weakness. Period forearm supination was productive of intense distal pain. Period the biceps, triceps, and brachioradialis reflexes are physiological. Period Dr. Horowitz rendered a diagnosis of TFCC sprain hemiganglion cyst, comma, and residuals of sprain and strain to the left wrist and hand. Paired according to an unspecified edition of the AMA guides, he found disability at 35% of the left hand. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 4/5/23, Giancarlo Barrero was performing his routine work as a mechanic and experienced pain and swelling in his wrist within the next few days. Period, he denied any prior such injuries. Period, he quickly was seen by the physician assistant at Orlin and Cohn and initiated on conservative care. Period, MRI the left wrist was done on 4/21/23, as noted above. Period, he also came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Willen. Period, he continued the claimant on conservative care and noted a physical exam. Period, interestingly, this was actually worse in terms of range of motion upon the final visit. Period, physical therapy was rendered. Period, he apparently did return to work in a full-duty capacity at his own request. Paired Dr. Gehrman wrote, although much attention was paid to the triangular fibrocartilage complex, the actual source of his discomfort was mild distal radial ulnar joint laxity. Period. He sprained some of the ligaments, and they were essentially healed and functional, but he may have some occasional flare-ups in the future. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Horwitz, who gave different clinical findings than did Dr. Gehrman. Period. He offered 30% permanent disability, 35% of permanent disability at the left hand, using an undefined edition of the AMA guides. Period. Moreover, he did not explain his methodology in deriving that value. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case for a left wrist sprain with possible DRUJ instability treated conservatively. Period. This will use the sixth edition of the AMA guidelines. Period. And that is the end.